Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident beer drinking comic book Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
Hey, I'm not as stink as your drunk I am.
Now, just as I was going on, Brian opens up a can of soda.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. How's it going, man?
Doing good, sir. Doing good. Busy week.
Yeah, a lot of news hitting out. You want to start with Force Friday?
Yeah.
Talk a little product.
I just want to say up front, I did not attend, but I did see the madness and some of the pictures afterwards with people who were, video tweeting as the thing was going on and just like, wow, freaking insane. And, I heard stories of adults pushing kids out of the freaking way.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Jesus. I, like you, I did not participate in Force Friday. I went back and forth. Actually, I was real close to calling my local Toys R Us and seeing if I could come in a little bit early, take some pictures and either make a bit out of it or do a show about it. But I don't know. I was at the, were you at the ones for Phantom Menace?
No, I didn't.
See, I was at the ones for Phantom Menace, and it's cool. It's cool waiting, it's cool being in that atmosphere, but
it's
kind of like what you said. If you're not, like, right in front line, I don't know. It's this thing that becomes, it's like a race, and then I knew I would spend way more than I really wanted to, which I really don't want to spend all that much to begin with. So I know if I would have went to this thing, and I remember distinctly thinking that with Phantom Menace, that I went into Toys R Us, I'm not going to spend all this money. And I spent a ton of money. So I sort of avoided it. And like you said as well, I did see some pictures. I didn't hear anything about people getting pushed out of the way, but it doesn't surprise me.
It's like a scalper's wet dream.
Oh, it absolutely is, man.
And, it's just, as much as I like Star Wars, it's just, I am not a big Star Wars collector.
I don't know if it's a scalper's wet dream or if it's a Disney wet dream now. It's a fucking merchandise wet dream.
I mean, it's funny because I've been hearing a lot of, the one store that I'm hearing a lot of complaints with is Kmart, that they really didn't have crap.
Well, after Friday, I think I went into Kmart. Saturday, I went to Kmart Saturday, and then I went to my local Targets like the next day, Sunday.
Right.
And they had, you're absolutely right, Kmart. Now, I don't know if my Kmart was open midnight or not, but they had maybe a 4-foot section of Star Wars.
Wow.
The Target, which is a decent sized Target, had, I think, an 8-foot section.
Jesus.
Now, again, I don't know if they were open up at midnight, but if either one of those stores was, I would have been really annoyed.
From what I heard, it was definitely, I know definitely Walmart, Toys R Us, and Disney stores were definitely open to fit the midnight thing.
Okay.
Of course, Disney, had their own little exclusives and stuff, just being a Disney store. But it's just, oh my God. And it really seemed like the big thing seemed to be the app control or remote control, whatever you want to call it, BB-88.
Yeah. You know what? First of all, I do the same thing. It's BB-8.
BB-8? Oh.
But I do the same thing. I say BB-88 for some reason. That's pretty funny. That was the other thing. This was the other reason I didn't want to go. Because I really, that video came out, the day before? That was all over the internet?
Yeah.
Okay, it worked on me, man. I wanted that thing in the worst fucking way. I mean, I was transplanted back 30, 40 years ago, and I was a kid again. I wanted that fucking toy. So I knew I wasn't going to go wait out for it. That was the computer. I was on Amazon. Yeah. I had it in my cart.
That was the one that sold out real fast from what I heard.
Yeah, but I didn't get it. I decided not to get it, and I saw, again, all weekend, I'm fighting that urge to buy because it's $150. And in my head, I know what I'm doing with this thing. I play with it for 3 seconds, and the rest of eternity is going to sit on my desk.
Yeah, collect dust. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So then I saw a video, a really good video of it today, and I'm really glad I didn't pull the trigger. I mean, I am really glad, because it doesn't look as great as that promotional video made it out to be.
Yeah, it's also a lot smaller than the promo video made it seem to be. It's,
yeah.
It's a sort of tiny thing.
Yeah.
But, this entire Force Friday, it's just like, from a PR standpoint, annoyed the crap out of me.
Because, why is that? Because it was just, you were inundated by it?
That's the thing. I wasn't inundated until the day of.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, all of a sudden, Friday, I get shit from Hasbro, Lego, every mom and pop, anybody who has a Star Wars life. I got stuff from, like, hey, here's some dog toys we're promoting with Star Wars. And I'm like, and all this stuff hit at the same time, and I'm, like, looking at, like, all the images, everything, and I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm going to get this up in time. I was just like, fuck it. On Friday.
Wow.
Friday, I'm like, what the fuck are you guys waiting for so long?
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a surprise to anybody.
But it's just like, all this stuff just is like, I mean, Lego all of a sudden started revealing some things, and then, like I said, like Friday, it was just like, they really, you know, one thing, one on Tuesday, another on Wednesday, another Thursday, and then five new products on Friday. Hasbro was just like, yeah, here's everything that's coming out at midnight. And I'm like, as a PR guy, it's just, the problem is this is like, you know, these pictures need to be formatted, need to be,
yeah,
do it into a certain thing. And, you know, I'm here like over 100 pictures. I was just like, fuck it.
I'm not dealing with this shit.
Yeah, and pretty much I was just like, You know, Disney sent, you know, their general thing from their consumer things beforehand. I mean, after it was over, Disney sent another thing about, you know, how well it did, and that I posted along some pictures. But this is like, I'm not going to bust my ass. You know, you fuckers want to wait till the last minute to send this shit. I'm not going to bust my ass for this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was... I just have a big problem because it's not like the Marvel movies where you know it's just, you know these characters. These are all brand new characters. So, I mean, besides being a Star Wars fan, I mean, how do you know who's going to be, you know, the big sell and stuff?
Yeah, that's part of the weirdness of it. I know where you're coming from, but I think the characters they released, I mean, you have an inkling of, I mean, if you're following it at all, you have an inkling of the two new characters.
Right.
You know he's a bad, you know that Kylo Ren's a bad guy. Everybody knew Stormtroopers. I mean, I get what I'm surprised they didn't do was they didn't release more, first of all, I think the Black Series figures were the biggest draw. I mean, I don't have the
first
figures, but I have not seen really any Black Series figures hanging on the shelves. That being said, I'm surprised they didn't have a little bit more of the original trilogy figures, even one or two figures mixed in the assortment.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm really surprised by, now, this isn't official or anything, but I heard that there was only one Stormtrooper per case.
Really?
That's really, if that's the case, that's ridiculous, because everybody wants Stormtroopers.
There's army building. Yeah, it's the army building.
You just, there's got to be at least four Stormtroopers per case.
That's odd.
When I went to the store, when I went to Kmart, I picked up a Kylo Ren. Because, again, I don't really know anything about him. You know a little bit, but he looks cool. You know he's the bad guy, so I got him.
Right.
And then they had Finn, which I didn't get. And no Stormtroopers. No Chewbacca. So anyway, I just got the one figure, and I got Misty Knight, which has nothing to do with Star Wars. But fucking Misty Knight was on Misty Knight was on the peg. I'm like, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
So. And the other, we talked about BB-8. And then it just seems like your typical, wait a minute. Before I say it, it seemed like your typical crap fest. They have the 3.75-inch figures, which I think a lot of people still like. I've checked out of those. I'm done with those.
No, I don't blame you. It's, now that they got 6 inches.
The 6-inch figures are so much better.
But unfortunately, the more assortment's going to be the 3 and
yeah, they're going to have, which, again, it makes sense. I get it. At least they have nice looking packaging on it.
Right.
And then the other, I guess, sort of bone of contention is that there is a Black Series 3.7-inch line that's just going to be a Walmart exclusive now, whereas everybody was carrying it before, now it's just Walmart. Now, what the difference between that Black Series line is and the general 3.75 Star Wars line is, I don't know. But there is a difference, and the Black Series line is going to be Walmart exclusive, excuse me. So,
and their distribution on the exclusive is so well done.
They had a ton. When I went to, I also went to Walmart. They had a ton of those Funko Sand Trooper Dewback 2-packs. Mm-hmm. A ton of them on an end cap. And that was another one. I'm like, I'm going to get that. I had it in my hands. It was $20. I'm thinking, no, I'm going to get BB-8. So I did. I don't know how the hell I pulled it off this weekend. Not buying that much.
Right now I'm just playing. It's like, okay, let's play the game. Who's going to be the peg hanger?
Yeah.
You know, I saw the Lego stuff. It looks pretty cool and stuff. But again, it's just like, I love Star Wars, but I'm not a huge Star Wars collector.
Well, with the Lego, I don't know what the numbers are, but there were not many sets when I went to the stores.
No, this is
like, there was no X-Wing, there was no TIE Fighter, the two ships that I would have got, none of them were stock. And then the other ones are like big gray ships.
Yeah. And,
I don't need big gray ships, even though there's at least, each set has at least one exclusive figure to that set.
Right, yeah.
I don't need big gray ships. So, yes. But even those, there weren't many Star Wars Lego sets on the shelves. I was really surprised.
I mean, my local Walmart's, like, it didn't look like any of the pegs were, it looks like they moved shift stuff around, so it didn't look like any of the pegs were empty. But they also put out, like, the lightsabers that with you flick of the wrist and it kind of snaps out.
Yes.
And, of course, all the characters on there were just, like, from, series 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, God, you guys, this shit should have been in clearance, you pricks. I should not be paying full price for this.
What is that line of figures that Hasbro puts out that you can take the pieces apart?
The Heroes
Mashups.
Yeah.
Ton of those.
I haven't seen those for Star Wars yet.
Oh, yeah, ton. Target, Kmart, there's a ton of those. They look cool and all. They must do all right, but I see a lot of them.
My kid loves those because, it's a mix and match and type of thing. I think they're kind of cool.
It's right down their alley.
Yeah. So, I think they're kind of cool. I got them like a couple Transformer ones, and a couple, obviously, the Marvel superheroes, and he's mixing and matching parts and he's having fun with it.
Yeah, even the wrestlers now have them.
But that's a different company.
But they've got in on that whole mix and match. That was my point. They got in on the whole mix and match thing.
Yeah, but theirs looks more, it doesn't look like as blocky as the Hasbro ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's something very kid-friendly about the Hasbro. I mean, Turtles by Playmates also have the mix and match. But
again, oh, they had two?
Yeah, again, it looks like pretty much like a customizer's wet dream. It's not that kind of blocky, kid-friendly look.
Yeah.
The Mashers have, and then, the other thing is the Mashers have all those, like, little holes in there so you can put accessories and things in there and, other parts. It's almost like playing a Lego type of action figure. I mean, it seems like Force Friday was a big success.
Yes, somebody made a ton of money.
Yeah. Disney.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
All the power to them. A lot of people are saying they pulled the gun too early and.
You what, on putting the merchandise out?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. The reason I don't think so is, I think they probably did the same thing with Phantom Menace and all the other movies. It's 3 months of build-up, man. It's just a tease. I mean, what they put out is just a tease, and there'll be more shit as soon as that movie hits.
Yeah. But,
I mean, you figure, I don't know if you saw the next line, I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but they have, like, Captain Phasma's coming out for the Black Series, that's in the next line.
Hmm.
I mean, they've got that Commander Husk or Huck, whatever the hell his name is. Yeah, I think they did it right. I mean, they know what they're doing. Fan-wise, maybe not. I don't know. I think it's... Listen, we saw those Transformer toys. Everything over the summer usually hits, like, February.
Yeah.
I think it's within the, you know... I don't think it's too early.
The only thing that hasn't been released is the official fucking plot to it.
Yeah, I know. They're really holding that close, huh?
I think that annoys me anything more than anything else. It's just like, seriously, you just can't release, like, paragraph on what the fuck the plot is.
They haven't even released that.
No. They do that for a lot of movies. They do that, you know, lately that seems to be the thing they're holding back on now. It's just like, they wait till the last minute with the plot, and I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
I can't find out what the fucking movie is about. You can tell me everything else, but you can't say, even be fucking vague?
Well, I mean, you saw what C-3PO said about all that shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I wonder if he's going to hear anything about all this.
I don't think he's necessarily wrong.
He does say he removed the tweet. Well, so apparently he's been saying, he went on, I don't know if it was in an interview or he just tweeted on Twitter, that they are really, Disney's really tight on the secrecy of this film.
Yeah, I mean, this was an interview with the Guardian, which is the London newspaper.
Oh, okay.
And he, you know, he revealed something from in a tweet, and he was really excited. But, you know, he was excited about it, so he tweeted it, like everybody does.
Yeah.
And as soon as he tweeted it, he gets a message from Disney, he says, remove the tweet, you're not allowed to say that. And he calls it a Kremlin attitude. Personally, I call it a Nazi attitude, in my opinion.
I always thought
Jesus.
It was JJ who was really puts a tight lid on his films, because I've heard that he's notorious for that, keeping his... I don't know if you remember Cloverfield, that was shrouded in secrecy.
Yeah, that turned out to be a big disappointment.
Yeah. But, and even, like, what was that other one he did with Steven Spielberg? Super 8.
Yeah.
Like, right even up until the movie came out, people didn't know what these things were about. So I figured it was him. But here it is.
Yes.
It may be him, but it's also Disney.
I mean, same thing with Star Trek, Into Darkness.
Yeah, right.
Like, he had no clue what the fucking plot was.
Except for who Khan was.
No, he didn't.
One thing he didn't want to get leaked, that got leaked.
Did it get leaked? I think there's still...
Yeah, I mean, there was tons of rumors, like, right before the movie came out.
Yeah.
It was Khan.
But, yeah, I mean, for the originals, you know, for the first Star Wars, you really didn't need it. You know, it's like Abrams does reinvent Star Wars. Okay, Star Trek. Yeah, don't need to know anything else. Works for me. But in the same article, it's just like... It's definitely not Abrams, because Anthony Daniels is praising Abrams, saying, you know, it's just like, he likes working with him, he's got a back-to-basics approach, he even compared him to Lucas, whereas Lucas is just, Lucas really got, and it really shows in the prequels, Lucas really got very controlling in this, while Abrams is... Daniel says more collaborative and he listens to what other people have to say.
That's interesting.
Which, you know, could be true, but, you know, it doesn't surprise me, you know, Disney putting the clamp down. They just seem to be screwing things left and right.
Yeah. Hey, did you see all that hullabaloo about that book that came out? That Star Wars Aftermath?
What is that?
Did you see the reviews that it was getting?
No, I saw the thing. I didn't have a chance to read. What is all that about?
Well, apparently fans of the expanded universe
right.
are trying to torpedo the book, this new Star Wars Aftermath book. I haven't read it yet. I did download it. It takes place, I think, 6 months after Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
And they're going on, like, Amazon, the fans of the expanding universe, which, for all intent and purposes, doesn't really exist anymore, although it does. It's just not part of canon.
Yeah, because
they are, like, torpedoing this book, giving it one star. Most of these people haven't even read it. They're just saying Disney's fucking shit up, you know, that bring back the canon, bring back the expanded universe. It's interesting. I didn't see what they were going to do about it, if Amazon was going to do anything about it, but.
Now, is this a book, an official book?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So, I mean,
It's a canonical book, however you say that. It's put out by Disney, and it's, like I said, it takes place 6 months after Return of the Jedi.
Well, you know, Dark Horse had years to build up this extended universe, including, you know, and the books, and, you know, it's just, there were all kinds of new villains and stuff, and you know, yeah. This is where Luke
got. Well, and that's what they were saying, like, somebody compared it to the Timothy Zahn book, saying, this is, you know, this book is awful. I don't know if the person read it or not, but, you know, pointed to the Zahn book saying, like, those were, you know, that should be part of the canon, not this new book.
Yeah, but it seems like when Disney got, you know, when Marvel got back the Star Wars books, they were just like, nope, canon's gone.
Yeah.
You know, all this expanded universe is gone. We really don't care about it.
Yep, it is. So, I thought that was pretty interesting. When you get a chance, you should check it out. It's funny, but it's not funny.
God, that's sad.
Like I said, I don't know what the ramifications are, you know, if Amazon in the past has done stuff where, you know, if a review isn't a real review, they'll take it down. I don't know if that's what they're doing in this case.
It's hard to tell. But, hey, you know, I've heard so many things about Amazon reviews, about people from Amazon actually going on, pumping up things, so.
Yeah. It's all questionable.
Yeah, it really is. This is why sometimes, you know, you just have to cut through the fodder and just find, you know, reputable sources, which is really hard to do.
Hey, so I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really interested in knowing what your opinion of this is. You think of Diggle's new costume. You've been really quiet about that, Brian. What do you think about his costume?
Today on the DC Comics website,
yeah,
they just released a full shot, and it looks god-awful.
It does, doesn't it?
It's
not good.
It's not good. I really want it to like.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. It's the helmet. I don't think the costume itself is that bad.
But the costume itself just looks like he should be going YMCA.
Perhaps. It's just, to me, it looks like a motorcycle thing. But that helmet is not good.
No.
Not at all, man. And I don't know. You know, it's kind of like, oh, man.
They should just get.
What are they thinking, man?
You know what? They should have just gave him, like, a standard motorcycle helmet.
I don't, like I said, I don't think, looking at it now, I don't think the costume, it's not really the costume. It's just, like, he's just wearing a jacket.
Well, you know, the characters always said he really didn't want a costume.
Understood, and okay. You know, I read somewhere, and of course it's the internet, that something about Marvel doing a cease and desist, could have been a joke, with that helmet in regards to Magneto. Let me tell you something. That could be the, if that's true, that could be the best thing for that happened to DC right now, or to the show producers to dial this back a little bit.
It's
not good, man.
It's not, and a lot of people, I mean, there's two choices for names people are theorizing. One is either Guardian.
Okay.
Or the other one is Gangbuster.
Weren't they both the same character?
No, they were two different characters.
They were two different characters? Yeah. Oh, right. Didn't Clark play one of those characters for some time?
Yeah, Clark had his memory all messed up and he was dressed as Gangbuster. He had no clue he was Superman at the time.
I don't know. I'm sure you saw the trailer. It didn't look so bad in the trailer.
Yeah, but still not.
Moving around, I mean, when it's just a picture, you can really look at it and analyze it. It's not good, but maybe seeing it in action.
The helmet's got to go. The rest of it is okay because it's got that military look.
Yeah.
That he needs.
Yeah.
But that helmet, like I said, it would be better off if it was just like, you know, an enclosed motorcycle helmet.
Yes.
There's a standard motorcycle helmet would work a lot better than whatever the fuck he's wearing.
The first, somebody posted it on Facebook, I don't know if you saw, and I said, first thing I saw was Magneto. I'm like, oh my god, what the hell did, what's his face do to Magneto now? And then I'm like, I'm looking, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not Magneto.
It's funny.
What's that?
You look at the chin strap, and it's just like, I took a look, I was just like, oh, Diggle's got a, it's got like a soul patch thing going on down on the chin.
I did not know it was Diggle. Oh, it's just not a good look.
No.
God.
Not at all.
I hope this helmet flies off, gets crushed, and don't put a mask on him then. If they don't want him to be a hero, don't put a mask, don't put a helmet on. It's cool. This look that he's got is fine.
Well, he wants to cover his face, which I can understand, but again, that's why I'm saying just a standard motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, put a shield over that. That whole... It's not even covering his face. Oh, God. I want to move on.
It's...
I want to move on. It's awful.
Well, I did see in, like, these... my God, one of these... those drawings that they use for different scenes in movies. What can I think of the...
What, the concept art?
Storyboard.
Oh, storyboard, okay.
Yeah, I saw some storyboard, and Thea's official code name is going to be Speedy.
Hey, did you see the trailer for the upcoming season?
Yes, I liked.
Yeah, it looks good, and he does say Speedy to her at one point in the.
Yeah.
By the way, he does look like Gangbusters a little bit.
Yeah.
With that helmet.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised if that's the name they call him.
You know, it's funny because the one image he doesn't have any shit on, he looks badass as usual, and then you go, and you scroll down, and you see that fucking helmet. It's terrible.
What is? I just can't get over the jacket too. It's just like, what is the point of that? Bubble wrap thing.
Maybe it's some sort of Kevlar body armor kind of thing.
But why is there holes in it?
I don't know. Dude, I don't know. I didn't make the design. That jacket's the least of the problems.
Yeah, I know. That helmet. Helmet's gonna go.
But yeah, I was really kind of excited about Arrow after seeing that, trailer. I mean, it wasn't one of these things where I don't know who was saying it, that I was going to tear the internet apart, but it was...
It was a Mel saying
it. It's funny, you know, when it opens up, when the trailer opens up, and he's all happy, smile, I'm like, this has got to be a dream. And no, it's not a fucking dream. He's with What's-Her-Face.
Yeah.
Like, him, man. And then all the ass kicking, I don't know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean...
Not as much as Flash, but still. I got a good feeling about this season.
Yeah, I personally can't wait.
It's just, like I said, that Arrow rips that helmet off his head, throws it, and we'll never see it again.
Oh, wishful thinking. Wishful thinking.
I know.
Well, at least we're going to have one badass in the DC universe.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, looks like Mulman's not going to take any shit as Aquaman.
Fuck, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to see him in action. No fish jokes. This boggles my mind to this day. Why does Aquaman still have that stigma?
It's the funny thing is
Super Friends, I did the whole deal, but Super Friends was 40 fucking years ago.
And even when Super Friends was going on, in the comics, his son was being murdered by Black Manta.
Yeah, it still comes up. I just find certain things like that amazing.
It's just... You know, everything, you know, there's been so many writers, you know, Peter David's run. It's just like he cannot break that stigma.
Yeah. I purposely gave him that hook or that harpoon as a hand to, you know, combat that. Oh.
Badass look, you know, he couldn't control the piranha and they ate his hand. It was just like totally moved away from a joke, and like, you know, like I said, when the Super Friends cartoon was going on, the comic was awfully dark, because Black Manta killed his son!
Yeah.
But they cannot seem to get away from that stigma.
I think what they need to do, now, I'm all about, you know, fun and lightness, but in this case, they cannot allude to that humor whatsoever. Like, if they make any kind of allusion to Superfriends or to Fish Talking or anybody, they shouldn't do that at all. Like, it's gone forever. They shouldn't, like, in the movie, Green Lantern should turn to him and say, oh, when you talk to Fish? Like, none of that shit should happen. Even if Aquaman comes back and punches Green Lantern, they should just avoid that totally, like the plague.
Did you see, it was like about a month ago, there was a extended clip from that upcoming Matt Damon film, The Martian?
I didn't see that clip, but I have seen I have seen trailers for it.
There was a clip where he's trying to argue, it's just like, how does Aquaman speak to dolphins and whales? Because they're not fish, they're mammals. And I'm like, and you think about it for a second, you're like, fuck. He's right. Technically, he shouldn't speak to those two species.
And that actually happened, that happens in the movie?
They had that conversation, because it's a bunch of scientists, and, you know, sitting around, when you're stranded, you know, when there's only four, you're stranded, like, you know, on a mission to Mars, you're sitting around late at night with your friend, you come up with stupid shit, you know, it's just like, but I'm just like, I'm watching this, and I'm like, damn it, he's got a point.
Yeah.
Come on, we always knew Momo was going to be a badass anyhow. Yeah. We knew it was going to be more along the line of Peter David one, but it's just like, what is it going to take to break this stigma?
I don't know. Hopefully it's this guy. And I'm not the biggest Aquaman fan, you know. I mean, he's whatever he is. I just don't get the whole, that stigma that's followed him all these years.
Oh, God.
I get where it came from. I understand it. But again, it's 40 years ago, it was a fucking cartoon. There have been so many bad cartoons over the years of other characters. Look, Batman had that fucking Batman 66 show, which is just as corny, if not more so. And Batman's got cred. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
It's mind-boggling.
And no matter
it's like an inside joke that we just all can't let go.
And no matter what the comics do, it's just, it won't break this down. I mean, they even, you know, what you were saying about Green Lantern made a joke in, you know, in the new 52 version of Justice League.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are you going to do? Talk to Fish? And then he calls up this big shark to eat a parademon.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern's just there, pretty much wets his pants.
See, but that's the thing, they shouldn't even do it. They shouldn't even do that. It's not even mentioned, because that's at least, it's like a nod to all that bullshit, and I know what they're doing in that situation, but let's not even acknowledge it anymore.
It was starting to go away, and I honestly feel that Brave and the Bold kind of made Aquaman a joke again.
Yeah.
I really do. I really feel they were getting away from the joke, and then here comes Brave and the Bold, and it just made him a fucking joke again.
Reinforced it.
God. But, you know, hey, DC's now officially in Burbank.
What does that mean? Weren't they already in Burbank?
I don't think the full move was done yet. I think
so it's all complete.
Yeah, now the offices are all set up and everything, so they're officially home there.
What does that mean? Does that mean they're going to put out good movies?
Probably not.
Did you catch... Yeah, right.
And they're just going to be... You know, now they just don't have to do things.
It's all under one roof. Just for all intent and purposes, again.
Yeah, I mean, it could help with collaboration among projects. Again, time will tell. But, you know, quite honestly, DC isn't doing so hot to begin with in comics.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. See what happens.
Well, we were talking about that, I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago, about that whole Bleeding Cool report. And did you see that thing about Batman and Superman, how Batman is getting, they want Batman more, have more airtime in this new movie?
Yeah, big shock.
Man, I'm telling you, they love that Batman. You know, I was actually listening to an excerpt from a podcast from your favorite guy, Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought up a really good point. First of all, I never really listened to him. You know, I just see him in the movies, and he never really says anything, because he's Silent Bob. So to listen to him talk was interesting. But he was going on about Superman saying, you know, he's kind of, whoever he was talking with compared him to the Hulk. And he said, yeah, in a lot of ways, the DC should treat Superman like the Hulk. He's just too powerful. You know, and if he's, they should just use him as a bit role in all these movies. If he's in the movie for a half hour, maybe that's what DC should do.
That's always been the biggest problem in the comics. It's just like he's too godlike.
Yeah.
People can't relate to him. And
I think that's complete and utter bullshit.
It just depends on a good writer.
Yeah, we've always said that. Whether it's Fantastic Four or Superman, none of these properties are quote unquote unwritable. You just gotta get, write them. You know, gotta get a good writer, get a good story. Don't think, overthink it. I don't know. But what Kevin Smith said made a lot of sense. And I wish I had said it to you, but it was right before the show we started that I was listening to it. So I think that's pretty interesting that they may be dialing back Superman's role in this movie.
Which means reshoots.
You think so? You think at this point they're going to do a reshoot?
I don't know.
They just cut the movie a little bit differently?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, do we really need more Batman?
Listen, he must, whatever What's-His-Face did, whatever Affleck did in his role really got people's juices going. Because even, again, in this interview, Kevin Smith said the same thing about this whole three-picture deal that they threw at him. Apparently, it's true. Not Kevin Smith, at Ben Affleck.
But unfortunately, you also got to remember that, you know, it's Smith has a hard-on for Affleck. He is kind of biased.
That is a good point. You're right about that. That is a good point.
I'm still not sold on anything with Batman with this villain because it's just, it's too old.
Yo, man, if he's too old now and they throw three pictures at him, you're talking 10 years, over 10 years, he's going to be that much older. Then they can really do Batman Returns.
Oh, God.
The Dark Knight Returns.
Please no.
So I don't know. I find it interesting. Maybe that is the approach how they handle Superman.
With a huge storm seems to be coming out of Marvel these days.
Yeah, like both companies are having some internal struggles, man. We started talking about that last week about Perlmutter and Kevin Feige, and now it's become this riff.
Yeah, it's starting to get,
maybe it's always been this riff, and we're just hearing about it.
It's really starting to get ugly now, it sounds.
Yeah.
And it's, this guy Perlmutter's got to go. I'm sorry.
Do you remember how we were always saying when we were talking about Fantastic Four, the movie, and how you're saying somebody is pissed off at somebody else at Fox? Do you think it's this Perlmutter that's behind whatever is going on with Fox and Disney?
That seems to be the rumor, but this weekend over at a con up in Toronto, the expo,
yeah,
CB Bullock.
Okay.
Pretty much shut off his mouth by accident. Yeah, I always love that one. About there will not be a, you know, somebody asked him, why is there no Fantastic Four comic?
Yeah.
And he kind of danced around the thing and said, well, while there is no Fantastic Four comic, there will be, Fantastic Four will still be appearing. But so far, we only know about two members. We don't know about Reed and Sue.
So wait a minute. There isn't going to be a comic, but there will be a Fantastic Four.
No, there won't be a Fantastic Four, but the members will still be part of it.
Okay, all right, I got you. But there'll be no group in comic. Okay.
Right now, there'll be no Fantastic Four group.
Okay, go ahead.
Thing is, you know, Ben Grimm is going to be off in space with the Guardians.
Right.
Johnny is joining the Inhumans, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
Yeah, aren't they trying to restructure him as an Inhuman?
I don't know.
And then whose idea was this? Please tell me it was Perlmutter. Please.
Of course they're not going to say whose idea it is.
Well, so what was he saying? And that was it?
That was pretty much it, and then, you know, like, its topic got changed. And
so we don't know what the store with Sue or Reed is at the moment.
No. We have no clue what, where Sue or Reed is.
Interesting.
I mean, maybe they're just hanging with the family, fine, whatever, and, you know, appear every once in a while.
Interesting. And we said before that Parker's taken over the Baxter building, so really, it is kind of fucked up, man. The first family's not part of Marvel anymore.
No.
It's weird, man. Even if they just, the group was, you know, there's still the group, they just don't have a comic. At least there's still a group, but they're not even a group.
No, I mean, it's just, I mean, the way the question went from, and this is, the, like I said, it's CB Sibuk, Sibuski.
God, I suck at pronouncing, man.
God, don't ever get me to pronounce these names. Someone asked him, is the decision to proceed without a Fantastic Monthly something that originated with the Marvel East editorial, or did that come from somewhere else, meaning the movies?
Yeah.
This is the thing now, is they're calling it Marvel East and Marvel West.
You know what, I was wondering if that is an internal thing?
It's I don't know if it's internal, I think it's what everybody's calling it. Because
so if that's the case, man, that is just setting it up for a, you know, difference, you know what I'm saying?
I think they're just doing that because East Coast.
I know, but it sound. I mean, they're having internal struggles as it is, or it sounds like it. I mean, that's just going to fuel the fire of East versus West. I mean, it's.
Lusky said. Yeah. The decision not to come out of Secret War with a Fantastic title did stem with us. So you read a lot of online about decisions that were being made regarding movies and licensing with Fox, but no, every kind of runs independently. There are specific stories that we will see. You know, Reed, Ben, Johnny, and Sue will still have their roles in the Marvel Universe, not just in the team, and will also integrate very seamlessly as you will see once Secret Wars wraps up.
So really, he just said a bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
He just basically reinforced what's going on. There's no Fantastic Four at all.
Right.
But it's not really saying, I mean, he really didn't give too much up. He's not really saying that the edict came from Marvel East, where the comics are, where Perlmutter is.
But he's, you know, he's a Marvel East boy, so, you know, this is all I'm sorry, I gotta call bullshit.
I don't think he's involved with this in some level. I swear that he is.
All I know is there's a Marvel panel at New York Comic Con that I'm planning on attending, and I'm gonna ask him, I'm gonna press him hard about these questions.
Yeah.
That, and what the fuck are they doing about late books, because I'm getting tired of that bullshit, too.
Well, good luck. You're definitely gonna get to run around with that one.
Well, I'll just keep pressing and saying you're not answering the question. God, it's just, the fuck knows what's going on with there. And the, you know, then their lovely decisions with, you know, the awesome Hulk.
Totally awesome Hulk.
Totally awesome. Why?
Why?
It's like, let's take two really great characters and merge them together to make a pile of shit.
They didn't say what's happening to Banner, did they?
No.
That's going to be revealed over the course of time, right?
Yeah. I mean, I really liked Amadeus Cho.
Yeah.
I liked him as just a super intelligent guy.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid.
Yes.
You know, kid genius. You know, I think he was like 7th smartest man.
Something like that. 7th smartest person. I'm number 8, so.
Yeah. 7th smartest person. And, you know, he was there with World War Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he kind of first really made a big impact. And he was hanging with Hercules. And he became an Avenger. And I really liked the kid.
Created by Greg Pak. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And Greg Pak, by the way, is writing this new book.
Yeah, now he's going to be the Hulk.
Yeah, and now he's going to be the Hulk.
And I've seen people call it diversity for diversity's sake, because he's Korean-American. As much as I'm not thrilled, I think I really can't stand the fucking faux hawk that he's wearing. I can't stand the hairstyle. Anybody wears that fucking faux hawk, I just want to shave their fucking head. Stupidest fucking look.
I just want to know how he's going to be the Hulk now. Like, just don't drag this out. Just let me know how he's going to be the totally awesome Hulk.
Well, hopefully they won't drag it out like they did to, like, the Red Hulk. It looks like he's got a device on his arm.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if that's how he's going to control the Hulk.
Maybe, but it looks like he's, you know, from the picture, it looks like he's maintaining his intelligence.
Yeah, but you know what? It's in looking at the picture now, when he's a person, he doesn't have that thing on. Only as he's only
got a lab coat on.
Yeah.
Can't see it under that.
Yeah, that's a good point, I guess. I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Taking these characters out of their roles, I don't know. It's weird. Banner's Hulk. Bruce Wayne's is Batman. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. It's again.
What's there to say? It is what it is. Could be. Yeah. If it's good, it's good. If it's good, then great. I'll be happy.
But again, just like, you know, everybody took Peter David's brilliance on the Hulk and just fucked with it majorly.
Yes.
You know, he made it, you know, the Hulk was a victim of split personality disorder. And that's why he became, you know, the angry gray, you know, the bully gray Hulk and then the childlike green Hulk.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, and then he merged them into one Hulk, you know, with all three personalities. I thought was amazing, but hey, what the fuck do I know? But also, we don't know when Hulk is coming back to the movies either.
No. So, apparently, when he was over in Europe, he did film something.
And it's been cut.
And it's been cut. Ruffalo's been on, I guess, a press junket, and he's been talking about something else, but he's talking to Civil War. I don't buy his excuse, or it's not an excuse, I don't buy his line that he's putting out there, that they have a bigger story for the Hulk. I don't know. I just don't buy it.
But he also says, it's just like, the reason is too great to be revealed in this movie. I was in the script, but then they removed my character. I don't want to reveal where he is, and that's after Age of Ultron, and why. And then he finishes up, I don't even know if the Hulk will be back soon. Translation, will we ever see him in a movie?
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say it's too costly. They've been already said that Civil War is over budget.
Well, that was part of the problem with Phage and Perlmutter.
Yeah.
At least that's what he said, that was like the straw. He was going to leave Marvel.
Yeah.
Unless they did something. And I guess that's what they did, but come on. I don't know.
That CGI is kind of expensive, man.
Well, I can't see them not using this character at some point. I don't know. Well, it's funny you should say that, because then the other thing that's out there is Chris Evans saying that he doesn't want to not stop being Cap now.
Yeah.
That if they want him, they've got him. How could they fucking be possibly having money issues?
I don't know. I love the fact that Evans wants to stay on.
Yeah.
But I only have one thing to say.
I know the mask.
Yeah, keep the fucking... You want to stay in that role, you keep the fucking mask on. You fucking prick.
Oh, my God. Avengers 2 made $500 billion. How are they hurting for money? Even Civil War is over budget. It's going to make $2 trillion.
Yeah, because merchandising was for shit, but then again, they didn't have shit for merchandising.
Yeah. I don't know, man. When they start talking money woes, I start tuning out, because I already know how much money that goddamn picture made.
Oh, God.
It still makes.
Well, to wrap it up, I mean, did you hear about the latest outrage?
What's that?
The latest, what's going to be cause the latest race war where everyone's going to say, well, why don't you get a white guy to play Black Panther or Luke Cage?
No, what?
Oh, God, this is ridiculous. They're adding a new regular to season 2 of Daredevil.
Okay.
The character of Marvel District Attorney Blake Tower is going to be played by actor Steven Ryder, who is an African-American. Oh, wait a minute. There was no outrage. You want to... Because no one knows who the fuck this character is. All these shit Marvelites were just like bitching and moaning about Johnny Storm. I put this on a fucking Marvel page.
Yeah.
I got one guy who said, uh-oh, get ready for all the stupid talk about, you know, making Black Panther white and Luke Cage white. And I posted, I go, that would involve some of these so-called Marvelites actually knowing who this fucking guy is. I've been reading Marvel since the 70s. I know who Tower is.
Yeah.
He's been the district attorney in the Marvel Universe for at least 40 years. To see these posers not get outraged. You want to know why they weren't outraged? Because they don't know who this fucking character is. You goddamn fucking posers. You know what? Read a fucking comic book, you loser. I am so sick of their fucking horseshit, man. They're all fucking posers. They really are.
Nobody said a word.
Nobody said two fucking words. No outrage. Because that would involve them actually knowing anything about Marvel history.
Interesting.
Christ. I'm just... First off, I could give a shit less, you know. But, you know, I think I'm just really pissed off because it's just like, it just proves my point.
That nobody has anything, concept of history after 5 years?
Yeah. This character appeared in Daredevil in 1976. He was, you know, She-Hulk worked for him for a while in her own miniseries that was drawn by Byrne.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been around for a while. Yeah, and just like, all these posers had no clue who the fuck this guy is, and I'm just like, Christ. Johnny Storm, you freak out about. No-name guy is. Ugh.
Hey, speaking of Johnny Storm, we can wrap up after this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Chronicle over the weekend. I had not seen it before. I liked Chronicle a lot.
Right.
How did Josh Trank nail that movie but fuck up Fantastic Four?
It's a little easy once you're on the work. Well, no, he didn't write the script. It was Mac Landis.
Max Landis, who, by the way, is writing a new Superman book.
Yeah.
He's got a hard on for Superman. I'm interested to see what he does with this Superman book. But anyway.
I thought Chronicle fell apart in the third act like the Fantastic Four did.
Well, I still haven't seen Fantastic Four, but I didn't think, I thought it was fine, really, to be honest with you. The one character's evolution to going bad was a little, I want to say a little fast. But, I mean, it happens over the course of the movie, but I guess you're right. In the first two acts, the three of them are really just fucking around with their powers.
Right.
You know, they're learning, they're growing. And it was just like this, look, the dad was nasty to him, so he snapped. I don't know. His progression into badness, I don't know, wasn't, I guess, a good, clean arc.
No, and it's...
I don't know, I liked it. I thought it was good.
For me, I think it was also, I'm just so tired of the found footage.
Well, yeah, that was, I agree as well, that, because I've seen a bunch of movies the last couple weeks where it's all found footage.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit getting annoying.
Especially this one, just like, how is the camera following him?
Well, he was controlling it, and actually that kind of, because he was still controlling it, it didn't bother me as much. Like, all these other ones I've been seeing, it just, okay, whatever. But, I don't know, I thought it was pretty good. I could just, you know, even if you give him the third act was a little weak, it still was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And... he really didn't do so good on Fantastic Four.
Nope.
So, anyway, what do you got going on this week?
I am so behind, it's not even funny.
Yeah. Did Force Friday put you behind?
And then some. And now all of a sudden I'm starting to get slammed with the New York Comic Con stuff.
Yeah.
That's exactly a month away now. Jesus.
Now...
So far, it's very underwhelming.
DC and Marvel, are they going to be there or not going to be there?
They are going to be there.
They're going to both have presence? Not presence, but a presence.
Booths.
Booths, okay.
They will have booths there. They have their usual nonsense panels, but in terms, again, no Netflix.
Yeah.
Which is...
stupid, if it's right there.
I mean, this is definitely a topic for another show, but it's just like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around lack of merchandise and everything else with these Netflix shows. I can't.
You said last week, and maybe it's just, and I don't see it, it's a poor excuse, but if it's too adult-oriented to put out merchandise, which I think, again, is a poor excuse, there's no reason why they can't put shirts out.
Well, at least Daredevil put the shirt with the DD on it. Put that back in rotation and stuff. I don't know. But I'm looking at I'm waiting to find out about press rooms. But I'm not. It's very underwhelming this year. It's getting worse and worse. It really is. New York Comic Con is just going downhill, and it's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
These days I mainly go just to see the contacts I work with.
Yeah.
But I'm just not, nothing's really saying, it's just like, well, I gotta see this. I mean, there's a couple small panels, like a Will Eisner panel and stuff, but other than that, it's just like, I'm still waiting to find out about press rooms.
Yeah.
And the only one I've gotten so far is TNT/TBS, and none of their shows really grip me.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're going to have Family Guy there, which I would have been interested in.
Yeah.
But, see what happens. What about yourself?
Like you, I don't have much. I spent pretty much all weekend wrapping up a Newsbox show that I just put up today.
Mm-hmm.
All about D23. So, like you, I got a bunch of pictures to take, and I'll be scrambling.
Yep.
Stuff up this week. But you can check the show out, me and that show, on the-newsbox.com. You check Brian out on cashescorner.com, and you can check us both out, all our old shows, on fanboyfactor.com.
And to find out when our new shows are coming out, always check out Stitcher and iTunes, but there's really only one way to find out when those new shows are up.
Oh my God, when are you people going to subscribe? It's so... easy.
Subscribe.
You know what? We'll just send interns out. You got these interns working, right? We'll send them out. We'll subscribe for them. Just make sure you clear out your browsers before our interns come.
Yes. They may look like Mormons, but they are not Mormons.
They are not Mormons.
They're just there to help you subscribe.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one.
Bye.